Perseverance, commitment, and resilience are key ingredients for success, both on and off the field of play. Whether you are cheering on the Bombers, starting a new business, or planning for the future, Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
And we welcome you back from Bomber Gymnasium as the Mount Holmes boys are getting ready to play with Van Buren here on Sweetheart World tonight. Again, I want to remind you that tonight our king and queen were McGee Harris and Merritt McCollister. Congratulations to both of them.
Yeah, awesome job. Cool story, Merritt's younger sister, Mary Charles McConnell, won the Miss J.H. Queen, too.
So oh, is that right?
I'm sure the McConnell family are super proud of them.
You bet. Just finishing up the starting lineups introductions here at Bomber Gymnasium.
You know, one thing that's going to be cool, they're doing a pitch-in for the call today.
Pitch-in for Foster.
So at the first dead ball, at the first timeout where there's a dead ball, they're going to stop and everybody's going to throw socks or underwear or things for that note that's
pajamas,
needed by the call, pajamas out on the floor. So kind of a cool deal for the community to get involved. And look at all the Lady Bombers sitting down here with Steph ready to throw in. And it's going to be a fun night.
Opening tip-off brought to you by Clear Results Glass. It will be Braden Dewey jumping center for Mountain Home. A.G. Denton will try to win the tip for Van Buren. Official comes to center court. We're about ready to get underway. Ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by Mountain Home.
Never seen a pump fake thrown before on the
either.
Jump tip, but he did it. He's mad at himself over there. The referee's like, oh, man.
So Mountain Home has the ball to start this game. They almost turned it over as the ball was knocked away. It goes out of bounds. Mountain Home will inbound it on the far sideline. They're moving right to left in this first half. Here's Tate with it in the right corner. He'll dribble out to the wing, gives up top to Carson. Back over to Tate on the right side. Throws over to McLean on the left. Down to Carson in the corner. Now Tate has it. His pass to Dewey is knocked away. Carson's able to get it back, though. He goes in for the layup. Good, and Mountain Home strikes first.
Mountain Home got lucky to not turn the ball over, and it led to a wide-open layup.
Here's McDonald with it. Throws it over to Cazell on the left side. Now he'll give it to Cooley. Cooley will throw it to Braswell. Braswell will dribble down into lane, going in for the layup. No, in and out, and the rebound's controlled by Carson. Mountain Home up two to nothing, almost a minute into this contest. Great, wow. McGee Harris throws a good pass to Braden Dewey. He has the ball knocked away, goes out of bounds. Last touch by Van Buren. It will be Mountain Home inbounding it with 7:03 left in the first
quarter. Really good hands by McDonald. He undercut Dewey and slapped the ball straight down, knocked it out of bounds. Good thing he did. It was going to lead to a wide open layup for Dewey.
Yeah. That was a heck of a pass by McGee Harris.
It was a great pass, but better defensive play.
Yeah. Inbound pass goes to Dewey. He will give it to McLean. He's going to put up the three on the left side, way off the mark, and Cooley gets the rebound. McDonald across the timeline, dribbles on the right side. Now throwing a man-to-man. McDonald's going to put up the jumper at the elbow. Good.
Basket by Glavin McDonald.
McDonald's picking up where he left off last time against Mountain Home.
Yeah, they've already missed more shots in this first quarter than they did, though, at Van Buren.
Yeah, that's right. Two all our scores. 6:35 left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes to McLean on the right side. Up top to Carson. Over to Harris on the right. Down to Dewey on the low block. He's going up for the reverse layup. Won't go. Gets his own rebound. He can't get the foul to go, but Carson can get the tip. McDewey with another offensive rebound. This time he's fouled on the way up, and he'll head to the free throw line with 6:20 left in the first quarter.
Three offensive rebounds right there. The bad news is Mountain Home had chip shots and couldn't get them to fall. Let's hope Braden makes these free throws, and then you get the chip shot to fall and the foul.
Jackson Gazelle picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one, against the Pointers here in the first quarter. So it will be Braden Dewey. First free throw up and good. So Mantle's back on top. Again, 6:20 left here in this opening period. As Dewey has one more to shoot. Second shot is up. No good. He gets one, two, and the rebound is controlled by Denton. 3-2 our score. McDonald across the timeline.
Mountain Home in a man-to-man. We usually play a little matchup zone. We're going man-to-man against this Van Buren team who has five shooters on the floor.
Ball goes down to McDonald just outside the paint. He puts up the turnaround jumper. Good. Clavin McDonald with all four of Van Buren's points, and they've got their first lead of the night.
As he gives the too small signal as he runs across half court.
Oh, geez. Tate with it. Gives it to Harris. Over on the left side to McClain. McClain drills toward the elbow, kicks out to Carson. Carson's going to dribble to the low block, throws it to Tate in the right corner, up to Harris. Harris will dribble to the free throw line, put up the jumper, no good. And the rebound is controlled by McDonald. McDonald across the timeline. Dribbles on the left side, gives it to Cooley. Over on the left side, it goes to Cazell. Down to Denton in the corner. He dribbles to the elbow, throws it to McDonald. He's going to put up the jumper. Hey, the three-pointer, good. And Mount Tom's going to take their first time out of the night. So we'll break with 5:14. Let's play in the first quarter. It is Van Buren leading Mountain Home 7-3. You're listening to Lady Bomber. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Well, during the timeout, they did the pitch in for kids and tossed out a bunch of the garment, different garments for.
Yeah, look at, they got three trash bags full right here of stuff that was picked up.
Yeah,
that's going to get donated to the call, and great ministry here in our area that helps with foster kids and the foster family systems, and just a really cool event.
5:14, let's play in the first quarter. Mount Tom will inbound the ball as they come out of the timeout, trailing 7-3 to Van Buren. Boy, Glenn McDonald,
I'm telling you, he's just a bomber killer. He just loves to play the Bombers.
Yep. Tate into the front court. Gives it to Drew Haney, who checked in during the timeout. Now back to Tate. Tate dribbling on the left side. Now gives it to Dewey. He's going to put up the three-pointer on the wing. Misses everything. McLean's able to get the rebound. Gives it to Dewey. Dewey back to McLean in the left corner for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound will be chased down and controlled by Cooley. Cooley quickly going coast to coast for the layup. The shot's blocked, but he drew a little contact as well, and he led to the free throw line with 4:41 left to play in the first quarter. McGee Harris picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home.
So, Matt, where the Bombers sit right now, we're 6-3 in conference, 7-2 is Van Buren. We're tied with Russellville, and then leading is Alma, who is undefeated at 9-0.
Yep.
And as that first free throw goes down.
Yep,
and, you know, this is a big game for the Bombers to try to crawl into that talk of getting into that second position.
Cooley hits both free throws, his first 2 points of the night. And it's now a 9-3 lead for Van Buren.
We also sit 2 games ahead of Harrison for that fourth spot, that fourth and fifth spot. It's basically a 5-team race. And but we have the tiebreaker over Harrison, so basically it's a 3-game lead with 5 to go.
Ball goes to Tate in the left corner. His three-pointer good. Blaine Tate with his first 3 points of the night. Mountain Home trailing 9-6. 4:17 left in the first quarter. Here is Brazel on the left side. Throws it down on the low block to Cazell. He puts up the jumper. No good, but draws contact. He'll head to the free throw line with 4:09 left in the period. See what they get there. They're going to get Ryder McClain. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Bombers here in the first quarter. So Jackson Cazell at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. So one more free throw for Cazell. He gets both. So far, Glad McDonald has all Van Buren's field goals. Trenton Cooley and Jackson Cazell have all their free throws. 11-6, the Van Buren up. About 4 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes Harrison left corner for the three. Good!
Nice little shot there by McGee.
That quickly comes Van Buren. They lead 11-9. Here's McDonald. He's going to dribble into the lane. right to the elbow, put up the jumper, good.
Glavin McDonald.
So Bombers try to put Drew Haney on Glavin, and he put him in a spin cycle and got him off balance and just hit that little jumper.
He's got 9 on the night. Tate with it, throws it to Dewey. Dewey dribbles into the lane, going in for the leaner, no good. And the ball is knocked out and knocked away, and the ball is actually touched by Cooley. And so Mount Tanoma will keep possession as there won't be a backcourt violation.
Good hustle by Blaine Tate.
Tate will dribble to the low block, finds Dewey in the lane. Trying to figure out where to go with it. He's going to put up the jumper, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Denton. 3:07 left in the game. Van Buren with the ball, leading by 4. McDonald's going to put up the 3. Good. Oh, my goodness. He's got 12. 16-9, Van Buren up. 2:55 left in the first period. Just don't have an answer for him.
Right? No.
Tate dribbling on the right side. Takes the screen, dribbles to the free throw line, puts up the jumper. This is everything, and the rebound is controlled by Denton. Back, and now Van Buren's going to turn it over as the pass goes well wide of Cooley and out of bounds on the far sideline.
How about that? That was our first turnover of the night. Been a pretty clean game so
far.
Yeah,
it has. Drew Haney's going to check out the game as Braxton Carson comes back in. 2:36 left to play in the first quarter. 16-9, Van Buren up. Tate with it, throws it to Harris on the left side. Up top to Dewey. Over on the right side to Tate. Now near the top to McClain. To Carson at the free throw line. He'll dribble out to the top, gives it to McClain. Over to Tate on the right side. Up top to Dewey. Down to Carson on the low block. He's going to put up the jumper, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Denton.
Townhome's getting the ball down on the post. They're just going up, trying to avoid contact and missing shots instead of going up and playing through contact.
Brett Rezel's layup wouldn't go. Mount Home, Van Buren got the rebound. Next shot was blocked. Now Mount Home comes up with the ball. Ball goes to Tate in the right corner. He's going to dribble into the lane. Now throws it to Dewey near the elbow. Out to McClain on the right side. And then McClain loses the ball, and Van Buren comes up with the steal. Here comes. Let's see who that is. I believe that is Cazell with the three-point attempt. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Harris. So it's a 7-point lead right now for Van Buren. 1:25 left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes over to McClain on the right side. Up top to Dewey. Back to McClain. 15 left on the shot clock. Now Carson has it on the right side. Up top to Dewey. He's going to put up the 3. Won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Cazell. 1 minute left to play in the first quarter. 16-9, Van Buren up. Cooley dribbling to the low block, putting up the jumper. Bounces around and falls in. Trenton Cooley with 4 on the night. 18-9, Van Buren leading it.
Van Buren starting off quick. Mountain Home needs to finish this quarter strong.
Tate across the timeline. Goes to the right side, gets there to Harris. Harris will dribble up toward the top. Gives over to McClain. He's going to put up the 3-pointer. Good!
There we go. Good answer there by Ryder. Need a stop.
McClain with his first 3 points of the night, 18-12. Shot clock is off.
Van Buren does start the second quarter with the ball, so Mountain Home definitely needs to get a stop so we don't give a double dip here.
Breswell picks up his dribble, gives it to McDonald. Down to 13. McDonald's going to pull up for the 3-pointer. Bounces around, does not go. Offensive rebound for Denton. He can't get the layup. Dewey gets the rebound. They're not going to, he's going to just throw it up. It'll be well short. But Mount Tanoma did keep him from scoring that last possession.
Yeah, they did a good job. Dewey did a good job interior defense, jumping straight up and not fouling.
Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of 1. Van Buren leading Mount Tanoma 18-12. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com. Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This reminder, you're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Elbow Mountain Home. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you at Bomber Gymnasium. Corey Creighton, our producer, back at the studio. It is Van Buren Small start the second quarter as they lead 18-12, make it 20-12 as Cooley hits a jumper in the corner.
They are just hot again. They're not as hot as they were at Van Buren, but, man, this is a really, really potent offensive team.
Here is...